TossBank to test Solana for remittances and stablecoin settlement. South Korea's TossBank said it will test the Solana blockchain for global remittances and stablecoin settlement, a proof of concept that would root part of the cross-border payment path for a bank serving roughly 15 million customers. The plan was reported on June 22, 2026 by Cointelegraph, citing the bank's tie-up with the Solana Foundation. For now, this is a pilot, not a live product. TossBank is one of South Korea's internet-only banks, and the test is framed around faster and cheaper international transfers plus stablecoin use, rather than a full migration of its rails. The distinction matters. A proof of concept proves a mechanism works under controlled conditions. It does not commit a regulated bank to settling real customer money on a public chain tomorrow, a consumer bank reaching for public chain rails. Most bank experiments with blockchain over the past few years stayed on permissioned private ledgers that the bank or a consortium controlled end-to-end. TossBank pointing a remittance pilot at Solana, a public layer one, is a different posture. It means transactions would settle on infrastructure the bank does not own, alongside everyone else using the network. The appeal is straightforward. Cross-border transfers through correspondent banking can take days and stack up fees at each hop. A public chain settles in seconds and exposes one transparent cost layer instead of several hidden ones. Stablecoins sit naturally on top of that. A dollar-pegged or one-pegged token can move the value while the chain handles final settlement, sidestepping the pre-funded Nostro accounts that make traditional remittance corridors slow and capital-heavy. SOL traded at 73.86 as of June 22, 2026, up 3.85% over the prior 7 days, against a broader market still reading fear on sentiment gauges. The pilot news is structural rather than a price catalyst, and a single proof of concept does not move a network's economics on its own. The same plumbing crypto cards already run on remittance, and stablecoin settlement are not a separate world from card spending. They are the same plumbing. When a crypto card converts a balance and pushes it across a border at the point of sale, it depends on fast settlement and a stable unit of account, which is exactly what a stablecoin spending rail provides. A bank validating Solana for cross-border value transfer is, in effect, stress-testing the layer that consumer crypto products in South Korea and elsewhere already lean on. That overlap is why a banking pilot is worth noting, even if it never ships a card. If a regulated institution with 15 million users decides public chain settlement clears its compliance and reliability bar, it lowers the perceived risk for every payment product downstream that wants to use the same network. The reverse is also true. If the pilot stalls on compliance, throughput, or one stablecoin questions, that signal travels too. Open questions the pilot will have to answer. Several things are not yet settled. The reporting describes a proof of concept and names the Solana Foundation as the partner, but it does not spell out which stablecoin TossBank would use, whether any one denominated token is involved, the transfer corridors covered, or a timeline to production. South Korea's regulators have been tightening rules around stablecoins and won-backed tokens, so the legal frame around what a bank can settle on a public chain is still moving. There is also the matter of who controls settlement once value lands on chain. A bank can validate the rail, but the moment funds are tokenized, the questions shift to custody, reversibility, and what happens in a dispute. Those are the same counterparty and control questions that separate custodial card programs from self-custody options, now asked at the level of a national bank rather than an individual wallet. TossBank is not the first financial firm to look at Solana for payments, and the broader trend of tokenized settlement on the network has been building. Whether this pilot graduates from lab to live product is the part that will decide if it matters. Until then, treat it as a serious bank running a serious test, not a launch service.